body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kalamazoo. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection.
This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting something unusual. We've got an exciting show for you today. So listen up, folks. Listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And, you know, Alive and Well really says it because that is our motive, that is our motivation, our love, our passion is to help you and all of us to be alive and well. And at Alive and Well, we have for you all the wonderful formulations, the beautiful herb combinations, the beautiful vitamins, organic, you name it, terrific prices, every variety you could ever conceive. And right there, hand in hand, we are with the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, I've said this before, but you know, a good thing bears repeating, and that is broth is broad spectrum. It's all kinds of wonderful organic dishes, magnificent prices, very comfortable, air-conditioned, beautiful seating, lovely marble bar where you eat, and all those great things are there. And whether you're a vegetarian or a vegan, or you want wild fish or organic chicken, organic meats, all those different choices are there for you, all right? At the fantastic Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
Did you mention organic?
I mentioned organic.
Did you once or twice?
All the time, organic. Okay. I'm a fanatic organic.
With me and you, baby.
That's right.
Way.
That is the whole passion, the absolute passion.
That's what
passion.
You get at the Broth Cafe, because it's all organic. And it's the vegetables, and it's the chicken, and it's the fish, and it's the whatever you want.
If you want vegetarian dishes, all
there. We don't specify one thing or the other. You pick your choice. If you're a vegetarian, you get a vegetarian. If you like a fish, we give you the fish. You like a little chicken, we give you the chicken.
But it's organic.
It's organic.
Right, none of the chemicals. Okay. Absolutely. Well, and guess what else we have?
What else?
You know, it just always makes me think
of... something else.
Well, yeah, well, it makes me always think about, you know, the thing that I always wanted to go to the Himalayan mountains. I wanted to see the mountain streams that were so beautiful. Talk about the vortex water that
well,
we
I
have
would,
at Alive.
I would talk about the vortex, but... Oh, what a spin I'm in.
That's right.
I can't,
you're always spinning.
Yes.
Except for dance. You don't ever dance.
Don't ask
But you
me.
Spin.
Don't ask me.
So spin it. Spin spin the vortex for us.
Well, here comes the... I'm all wet, folks. Here's my water.
I didn't say that. You said it.
My water, my life is the vortex. It's... How can I explain dead water or live and well water? Alive and Well water is vortexed. It is spun, just like the rinse cycle on your washing machine. It's spinning over like,
right.
And in so doing, it rinses away, if you will, the debris that accumulates in the dead molecules of water. Water is oxygen and hydrogen, and when you spin it, it activates all the oxygen and hydrogen components to make it really vibrant, life-stimulating water. Real stuff, like a Maui waterfall.
That's right.
Not like a dead pond in the middle of...
No. And remember that in 1938, do you remember 1938?
I do.
Well, I don't quite remember that one. But at least this goes down in history, that in 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly any disease, not even cancer, can arise. And that's what's positively supported in vortex water. Huge oxygen, the hydrogen balance, etc. No, free of all heavy metals, pesticides, plasticides, all of that. And it is the vortex chamber is the most effective, and actually proven to be the most effective. And that's the water that we supply over there.
And did Otto Warburg say that the water cures cancer? No, he did not.
No, he can't say, okay. but he did
prove. People would like to distort what he did by saying, well, he claimed it's a cancer cure. No, he didn't say that. He's saying that in an oxygen-rich environment, cancer can't survive.
Not any diseases. He did, but he got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, Dr. Warburg, okay? That was very, 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 very important. And that's important that we have that over there. You know, I just want to touch on one thing, too, and I'm grateful for the newspaper, Maui Pulse newspaper. We don't pay them with no affiliation, but if a very famous news reporter, that Alive and Well's Broth Cafe offers healthy and very affordable choices.
Amen.
Speaking about the organic nature, speaking about the wonderful taste, speaking about the variety and great affordable choices. We're glad that that was, and very, very true that that is.
And we thank the organic farmers who provide us with all those components.
That's, you know, every single day we get the fabulous, across the boards, great variety from the Maui organic farmers of the organic produce and the vegetables and high concentration juicer that we have, and then the farmers intensely juice and only in glass bottles, wonderful, wonderful juices made from these vegetables, etc.
And then you have these genius chefs in the kitchen.
Yes, you
which
do.
Are putting all these magical miracle components together to make
and all of the vegetables and all the soups.
Is
and
it palate pleasing? Would you call it?
Oh no, it's magnificent, magnificent, wonderful, and we get that all the time, and that's absolutely crucial because you know it's amazing. But you can hardly turn on the news. You turn it, you could just have it on. You want to hear what's going on the planet. And here comes on the news just recently that half of the payment of the Food and Drug Administration is from the drug industry. And big food, they're talking about the commercial chemical-laden foods. Big food gets richer, they said, while America gets sicker on all levels, even in the children. The majority of Americans, they were saying on the news, are now obese, even little children. This was all on the TV, and that this came out too by RFK Jr. and Michael Hayden, forensic pathologist. This is Dr. Michael Hayden, forensic pathologist, that ultra-processed food, this was the title, ultra-processed food is poisoning our kids. This was on the news.
Not just our kids.
All of us, but they were focusing.
Our teenagers, our adults,
that's right.
Our older people, everybody is being poisoned by this
and they were
junk.
Poking.
The junk that's put into what used to be food.
That's right.
Is now synthetic texturizers and flavorings and colorings.
Chemicals and sugars and synthetic everything. And they're saying that's even in babies' formulas that they're using these kinds of things. And they're saying that diabetes, obesity is off the charts now, even in little children.
Mm.
Growing like mad. We have to stop this process.
And that's why holistic physicians have been saying for years that by the time you swallow a mouthful of processed American dietary foods from your supermarket or from wherever you're getting it, if it's processed foods, that means non-organic. That means non-natural. It means played with, textured, and flavored, and all the chemicals that go into that. You have 90%. Get this, 90%. This is a quote from the holistic physicians. 90% less nutrients, bite for bite, than they had when I was a kid.
That's right.
1945, 1938. Okay?
Yeah.
So the idea is to get back to what food, why are you eating this stuff? Eat real food. Come to Alive and Well.
That's
we have
right.
the real food.
Right, and remember to quote your father, your father changed our lives when we were very young, and he saw us get a cigarette, and you said, you know, he says, what are you doing with that? And you said, oh, it's just a little bit. We just do a little bit every once in a while. And your father said, there is no such thing as a little bit of poison. he changed our lives. We never took another cigarette
We espoused to be health foodies at that time.
That time.
But we just had a little cigarette now and then.
Yeah, we said, he said that those words changed our lives.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
We never forgot that, and that they, you know, he echoes, he lives on in what he said. There is no such thing as a little bit of poison.
And we never had another cigarette since.
Never.
Okay.
Or poison. Okay.
That's right.
Anyhow, let us start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area, strictly sharing wonderful information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or not holistic, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We quote those trials here. And here is a testimonial, not that we cured anything or claimed to cure. The lady decided to try something natural, and here is her testimonial about, she was so thrilled. You almost, if we could have had dancing throughout the whole store, this would have been what would have happened, a big party, because she's a wonderful lady, and she had severe edema, that swelling, infections in her legs for years, she said. And she took drugs incessantly, and her words were, they didn't work at all. She came into it alive and well and talked to Dennis. So, okay, I'm giving that the credit. And you told her about the wonderful nature, and I want you to go on with that in a second, super omega-3 fish oil caps, the high potency. And the lady said, I have to tell everybody. It was filling up the whole room. She said, all the edema disappeared. It's a miracle, she said. The blood flow is completely corrected. What was never corrected over years and years of drugs in very short time was completely corrected. Talk about that.
Well, because it's the very basis of nutrition, folks. Drugs, thank God, they reduce symptoms, but they don't create new cellular life.
Right.
That's the difference.
That's right.
You want to tell the story?
No, I just want to know what, because of all the great things we know about that super pure omega-3 EPA and DHA for the brain, the eyesight, the heart, everything, but how did that do for her?
Well, I couldn't have said it better, honey.
Yes.
You told the story beautifully.
Okay, but I know, but it also...
All right, the whole point is this. That nutrients build new cellular life. And a cell, as I've said ad nauseum, of course, is invisible. But when you feed it nutrients, the cell has a new health, individual little health. When you give it drugs, it performs the way the drugs want it to perform, but it doesn't create new health.
No, not at all.
Okay?
No.
So what the super, and our fish oil is quite unique in that it is the highest potency DHA, EPA components. Those are the two major components that are so anti-inflammatory and lubricating.
And free of all contaminants, right, hon? And all contaminants.
And free of all contaminants, okay? But when you use it lubricates. You use an oil can to lubricate a machine, okay? When you use the super pure omega-3 fish oils with high DHA EPA from Alive and Well, they lubricate this little microscopic thing called a cell. And all the arteries and the capillaries and the arterioles are tiny, tiny, tiny little things which need to be lubricated. And in so doing, you improve the circulation to that, the blood supply and oxygen nutrient supply to that one little individual invisible cell.
Right.
We'll amplify that by 100 godzillion numbers of little individual cells, and you have health.
Health.
Just as you were created. It was health, a magic thing called health.
Right.
And by feeding it the right nutrients, it maintains itself and gives you new exuberant movement, mental thoughts, heart function, every muscle, everything works the way it's supposed to have because it is properly nutrified.
And I can't believe that, I still remember, because it changed my life Had I only known that, I could have saved my father's life, who died young from this condition. But the Harvard doctors, after doing what's called a meta-analysis means analysis of all medical studies, Harvard doctors, after doing an analysis of all of that, said that they said this is the most important news that has ever come out. They came out. They were full of passion and backed it all up by the facts and said that the super pure, very high concentration fish oils reduced the number one cause of death in the country, which was, and again, my father died young of this after a complete physical where they said to my mother, he'll outlive you, Rose, 1 week after that.
He died one week after that.
Exactly. And this was that the Harvard doctor said it reduced the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which caused heart attacks and death. They said at the time, 1.2 million Americans die of this every single year. That they said that what was found in all the clinical trials was that these fish oils reduced the number one cause of death by 88 to 92%. They said not even counting stroke, which it reduced to that much too, and other heart conditions. They said if everybody in this country took the super pure omega-3 fish oils, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. And that's not even including how many lives from stroke and other things. They said that has to be done.
And the reason it's so effective is because of the high amounts, the high potencies that are given in each capsule of the DHA and EPA,
yes,
which reduce the source of all disease. What have you heard this ad nauseum on this show? The source creator of all disease is chronic inflammation.
That's right.
And inflammation is fire.
That's right.
And fire burns. What does it burn? Little things called cells, microscopic little pieces of poof called a cell. But you burn enough of those suckers and you don't have life. That's the whole problem.
That's
and
right.
The DHA and the EPA lubricate and anti-inflame and neutralize all the negative aspects of creating inflammation.
And don't forget, too, that what is very well known is and has been forever is that your brain is made up, 50-60% of your brain is made up of the EPA and the DHA. You want a brain? You know, you want to stay a fat head? Remember, the brain is a fat. Hey, fat head, the brain is a fat. Stay fat head. You have to take those fish oils in order to keep your brain volume. In addition, they have forever, it's been known that even creating eyesight, even in little babies and children, that's why we were taking that when mothers were nursing and after that, even before a lot of was known about nutrition. So eyesight, all kinds of things, but the heart, the flow of the blood. And we have a very important additional article by top doctors, Dr. Joseph Ricola, reporting about all the medical trials supporting all of this. And this is the crucial connection between vitamin K2, calcium metabolism, and disease prevention. This just came out in the news. Vitamin
before,
K2.
Before you get into
that, let's do that.
Let's also consider, you said for the brain. Yes, the EPA, DHA are so vitally important for the brain and the heart and your liver, every cell in your body. But also, speaking of the brain, pyriloquinoline quinone.
Oh, yes.
PQQQ.
Yes.
All right? Repeat that. Pyriloquinoline quinone. It's a mouthful, but you can say it. And that, along with alpha-lipoic acid, creates anti-inflammatory, and that does what? It neutralizes the inflammation of the cells of the brain.
And regenerates the mitochondria, which you always talk
regenerates
about.
Regenerates the mitochondria, which I always talk about.
And NASA. Now, the National Association of Space Astronauts, right? Isn't that what the abbreviation is? NASA, they call it rocket fuel for the brain, PQQ.
You got it, baby.
And they give it to all of their astronauts because they want them to be bright, intelligent, but their saying was rocket fuel for the brain, PQQ. And you got to get the right potency.
But you don't have to take a rocket ride to the moon to get it.
You don't have to do that, but you feel like you've taken a rocket. Your brain feels like it's had a rocket fuel for the brain, because everybody's looking for power for the brain,
and that's it.
But what's really important? It's a great nutrient. What's really important is the potency.
And the potency says it all. Years and years ago, we first became health nuts, way back in the 60s. And everybody was taking a vitamin. We'll get, you got to get the minimum daily requirement. You got to get this. Well, the minimum daily requirement is a pittance of what the body really needs. It's called the minimum, the absolute minimum requirement to maintain life. Well, you don't. Nobody acts on the minimum. Nobody performs during the daytime on the minimum. If you do, you don't go very far. You don't even get out the front door. But if you're taking an optimum, and that's what holistic physicians said, that Dr. Carlton Fredericks, Adele Davis, Linda Clark,
right.
All those wonderful people.
Wonderful one.
Anyway, they said, you want to work for the optimum.
That's right.
An optimum level of nutrients
that's
gives
right.
you an optimum level of degree of health.
You can't go into outer space like the astronauts and everything. If you're doing minimum to just try to take one little step on the planet, no, we want to have the optimal energy and the optimal thought, etc.
And that's what the brain power at Alive and Well gives you. It's called brain power for a reason, because it powers up
the brain. Right.
Okay?
NASA backs that up.
There are other PQQ products on the market, and they are
a pittance.
Well, they're 4 milligrams or they're 10 milligrams, okay? What does Alive and Well give you? 40.
Right, that's that 40. Optimal
levels of pyrroloquinoline quinone.
Right.
And the pyrroloquinoline quinone is accompanied with
alpha-lipoic acid, a leading nutrient for nerve regeneration too,
an anti-inflammatory, and mitochondrial booster.
That's right.
Okay,
Europe has respected that for a long time.
So it rejuvenates the mitochondria, the energy-producing components of every brain cell, nerve cell, heart cell, liver cell. You name it. It's way above the whole lot.
And here comes...
That's brain power.
That's right. And here comes one of our... There's another whole aspect. And this is reported by the recent big report on these medical studies, which we've been a tremendous believer. And this is what they abbreviate, what they discovered medically, etc. That vitamin K2 directs calcium into your bones instead of your arteries. Okay?
Well,
in conjunction, they say, with the vitamin D3, it takes the calcification out of the arteries and puts it in the bones, where it's supposed to be building up by 60% bone density and preventing the heart attacks and the cetera.
Okay, the cetera is right. Because vitamin, you've heard for years, the sunshine vitamin D3, builds bones. Well, yeah, it does. It has many wonderful aspects. D3 is terrific for bones, but D3 doesn't do it all by itself.
K2.
When you get the vitamin D3, which you've got to have for good, healthy bones and brains, when the D3 helps absorb the nutrients from the bloodstream, from the guts into the bloodstream, and then it says K2 over here, I need K2. Well, vitamin D3 and K2 combination actually builds the bones.
And here goes the medical reports, okay? And this is strictly medical reports, reported by this Dr. McCullough. Vitamin K2 directs calcium into your bones instead of arteries, which keeps them strong and reduces calcification that leads to heart disease and heart attacks. A recent review in the medical study Nutrients revealed that a higher K2 intake improved bone mineral density, BMD, slashed fracture risk, particularly among older adults and postmenopausal women. To direct calcium where it belongs, say the doctor, balance the vitamin K2 along with the vitamin D3 to build up the bones and reduce it. Avoid vegetable oils, and don't forget magnesium.
Why avoid vegetable oil?
Because they're toxic and inflammatory.
They're inflammatory.
That's right.
So that means safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those pure golden vegetable oils you see in the supermarket shelf.
Yes.
And those things create inflammation. And inflammation is what? The creator, the source, the beginner of all disease.
And they go on to say, that the K2 and D3 prevent arterial calcification while maintaining strong bones, reducing fracture risk. This is very important. And the doctor said for decades, the conventional advice for optimal bone health has been to take just calcium supplements. But the fact is that without the right cofactors like K2, this nutrient doesn't end up strengthening bones and could cause damage instead. K2 ensures that calcium binds to bone where it belongs. Without sufficient amounts of K2, calcium builds up in places where it shouldn't, like your arteries, say the doctors, while leaving your bones weak and brittle. That is why people with low vitamin K2 levels develop osteoporosis and hardened arteries, a paradox that drastically, say the doctors, increase their risk of fracture and heart disease. And would you read this page and give me the next one, a recent study?
Maybe I will give it and maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just read on.
A recent study.
Okay. Well, a recent study published in Nutrients, the publication Nutrients, examined the role of K2 in bone health, specifically K2's impact on bone mineral density and the fracture risk in adults, especially, well, adults. As you get older, you become more adult, and more adult have more adults as they get older have more health complications and challenges because you're not 16 anymore. The researchers focus on how vitamin K2 influences calcium utilization in the body, ensuring that this essential mineral strengthens bones rather than accumulating in the arteries. And K2 strengthens the skeletal function. The study analyzed a population of older adults who are particularly vulnerable to bone loss and fractures.
Tell me about it.
They're very adult.
Right.
They found that participants who regularly consume vitamin K2 exhibited stronger bones and lower risk of fractures compared to those adults with lower intake levels. The researchers noted that vitamin K2 supplementation was especially beneficial for postmenopausal women,
right,
who are at the highest risk for osteoporosis-related fractures.
And part of the reason that they're also in that is because they have the low natural progesterone, which is another whole topic. And natural progesterone is, which used transdermally, actually feeds the bone-building cells and makes them more effective at converting the minerals into bone.
That's it.
That's right.
Immensely with the K2.
Yes, that's right. And you know, it's amazing what they had to say. And in their summation, they say the difference was significant. Say the doctors. Those with insufficient K2 intake had twice as many fractures as those who maintain adequate levels. K2 not only improved the bone density, but enhanced bone strength and resilience, and it directs calcium where it's supposed to belong, okay, and prevent it from accumulating where it shouldn't. So they make sure that it goes to the bone matrix while preventing the calcium deposits from forming in arteries, and interplays with vitamin D3. To summarize, the medical researchers said, this is a quote from them, "We find that an adequate supply of vitamin K2 along with an optimal vitamin D3 status adds to the benefit of maintaining bone health and structure."
And it's important to remember that, again, they're talking about the teamwork of these two nutrients for this specific condition, for your entire health. But it's the teamwork of nutrients and enzymes and digestive efficiency and age, all of which contribute to creating new cells on a regular basis. New cells, not 60-year-old cells. New cells. New cells are not 60 years old. They're not 70 or 80 years old. They're not 40 years old. They're new. And nutrients create new cells. Nutrients.
Right. Okay. And you know, what's amazing to me, again, we're reading this, and this is information by doctors and top medical reports across the world. But the fact that we're not informed about this just blows my mind, okay? You know, one of the diseases that gets very scary to people is multiple sclerosis, many scars. And actually, MS has to do with the scarring of neurological tissue throughout the body and causing crippling, etc.
Amen.
And then here is a medical study quoted in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry. And this is medical researchers reporting about what they discovered. They said here that a diet rich in fish oils slows the progression of multiple sclerosis in patients, a medical study now says. The nutrients in fish oil quell inflammation. Quell means calm it down, stop it. Quell inflammation and protect brain cells. And this is particular benefit, say the doctors, for MS patients. And researchers reported in the medical journal, this is the name of it, Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry. That's the name of it. MS patients who took larger amounts of fish oils had a 34% lower risk of the symptoms worsening, the medical researchers found.
And that's DHA and EPA.
That's right.
And that's the highest potency on the market is at Alive and Well.
That's right.
DHA and EPA are anti-inflammatory. They're lubricating. They stop the progression of the inflammatory response, which leads to all disease.
All disease. And here they, the doctor said that the patients who took the larger amount of fish oils had a 45% lower risk of scoring any worse on a scale that measures MS disability, the medical results showed. Mm-hmm. 45% lower risk.
Incredible.
And here's the quote. The result from the doctors. The results underscore the powerful role of diet, particularly fish oil consumption, as a modifiable factor that complements strategies for MS, concluded the medical team led by Dr. Aaron Karen Hedstrom, the senior research specialist with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden. MS occurs, say the doctors, when a person's immune system attacks myelin, the protective sheath that coats nerve fibers. The damage to nerve cells causes the brain to shrink as well, say the doctors, as symptoms like muscle weakness, stiffness, spasms, vision problems, thinking declines, and pain accelerates. For the study, researchers analyzed data of more than 2,700 MS patients who participated in a nationwide study between April and June. Upon entering the study, participants reported on their lifestyle habits, including their consumption of fish oils. Results showed that people who had fish oils had a lower risk of MS disability and symptoms worsening compared to those who took the least. MS patients who bumped up fish oils had a 59% lower risk of disability within 5 years after diagnosis, depending on how much they consumed. The results head to
depending on how much
they consumed. That's right.
Not the minimum daily requirement.
That's right.
But an optimal level of nutrients.
That's right. I'm going to give this to you in a second because the doctors say these results hold true even after accounting for other risk factors like physical activity, weight, smoking, alcohol, etc. And right here, look at read their summation right here. Okay.
Would I ever?
Okay. Right there. Go ahead.
Here it comes, folks. Word for word, the doctor said omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA DHA found in Alive and Well product, oily fish are known to have brain benefits and the beneficial effects observed from lean fish and consumption, lean fish oil consumption suggests other factors as well that play a significant role, said researchers. Taurine, an amino acid found in abundance in fish and seafood, could be one reason why MS patients would benefit. We'll talk about taurine another time, but it's a phenomenal amino acid. Taurine, well, they go on to talk about it. Taurine, and this is their summation. Taurine is the most abundant free amino acid in the brain. And a dietary supplement of the amino acids required to meet the body's needs, says researchers. Taurine has diverse cellular functions, including cytokines. handle protective actions through antioxidative and anti-inflammatory,
There we are.
Anti-inflammatory effects, making it a potential therapeutic agent for neurological disorders.
Right, and you know...
Whoa, combine that with super pure omega-3 fish oils.
And here's another thing about the super pure fish oils by a big top cardiologist, Chauncey Crandall, MD, and he's talking here, he's talking about brain deterioration, Alzheimer's, etc., and he calls it here, he's again saying same thing we've been saying. This is by this top doctor reporting. The master of brain support is omega-3 fish oil, EPA, DHA. And he says, you may not realize this, we do, but says the doctor, 60% of your brain is composed of fat. And he says the EPA and the DHA.
Am I a fathead?
You're a fat. Now you don't have to be offended when I call you that, right?
That's right.
And he says
it's
these
the
are...
It's the tone of voice, honey. It's the insertion.
It's a joyful tone of voice.
Yeah,
fathead!
That's
I'm talking to you.
That's right.
And listen, I was born in Brooklyn. When people born in Brooklyn talk, they raise their voice and they project.
Do you ever?
And when I went to acting school and said, don't just talk, project. I'm projecting.
What?
Here we go. And here's what the doctor says. These omega-3 fats from fish oil, EPA and DHA, provide the building block. Listen to this. These omega-3 fats provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells.
86 billion.
Are we hearing this? And since your body can't make them, you must get these omega-3s through supplementation. Hello.
And as one holistic physician, I think it was Carlton Fredericks, in discussing the potency and the amount of, we're talking about minimum and optimum, and he says it's... Listen, it's in the potency.
That's right.
Stupid.
That's right.
That was his direct quote.
That's right.
Carl Prez. It's in the potency, stupid. So if you don't want to be that the stupid that Fredericks was talking about, increase the quantity, the
That's
potency,
right.
All of it is in how much do you get, minimum or optimum? Minimum
That's
or
right.
optimum?
Optimum.
Minimum
you
or
want
optimum.
A minimum brain or an optimal brain?
There you go.
Minimum thinking or optimal thinking? And this doctor, Chauncey Crandall.
And combine that with the brain power, with a pyrrolquinoline quinone, it's phenomenal.
And here he goes on to say, research shows that consumption of these more omega-3s produce larger, more functional brains. And he says, scientific studies concluded that omega-3 fatty acids play a powerful role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults.
Mm.
And he talks about the EPA and the DHA, the most abundant fats in the brain cell membranes. Improves memory, offsets the side effects of damaging free radicals, promotes blood flow to memory critical areas in the brain, supports a balanced inflammatory response. In addition to supporting brain health, medical research shows omega-3s promote heart health. That's a wonderful benefit over 40 and 50. But then he also goes on to say...
Let's go back to what he said earlier in your statement. Age-related.
That's right. Age-related.
Age-related. What does that mean?
Yes. But another thing relative was what you have said very, very, very important about what these omega... You know, another tremendous supplement that he's saying about that's critical for your brain. Restore brain energy with cardio coenzyme Q10.
Amen.
Tiny, and here's just
and
what you say.
Heart function.
That's right.
And liver function, all of it. The cardio Q10 is amazing. Because again, it's the Alive and Well cardio CoQ10 is unique from any other Q10. It is remarkable, and it's from a Japanese physician who did all the research and on all the data. It is the most efficient form of coenzyme Q10 in brain, heart, eyes, every cell in your body.
Right, and the doctor says restores brain energy with cardio coenzyme Q10. And here's what he's reporting. Tiny cellular structures called mitochondria.
Do we
Dennis
know about
is in my favorite, mitochondria,
That's
are
it.
Necessary to convert oxygen and nutrients into energy. Unfortunately, says the doctor, these crucial mitochondria become damaged with aging, particularly in brain cells associated with learning and memory. Due to their intense energy requirements, brain cells need an adequate supply of the vitamin-like substance coenzyme Q10 cardioform for optimal function in the mitochondria. You've said that many nights, okay?
It's the magic of the mighty mitochondria.
That's right, and he says declining cellular energy is a hallmark of the aging process. In fact, he says all aging individuals have been found to have far less CoQ10 compared to supplementation with the cardio form of CoQ10 combats dysfunction of the mitochondria in the brain, nerve cells, to preserve vital nerve functions. It provides energy to cells, antioxidant, and scavenges free radicals in the brain and nerves, and your heart has to have a high need for energy to keep it pumping continuously. CardioQ10 promotes heart health as well as brain health.
It's amazing. It's amazing, absolutely, what nutrients can do. Not flavorings, not colorings, not texturizers, not supplementation with preservatives, all of which do what? Destroy life, because they don't deliver the essence of life, which are nutrients. When you replace the nutrients with commercialized processed foods, what do you get? Blah. You don't get life, you get
Right. And you know, we quoted the Harvard doctors, and here they come out saying this again, and this is why we are so ecstatic about the incredible combination of the Healthy One Multiple for all the nutrients that are in that, and the plant extracts, and the green foods, and the much higher B vitamin complex, and all kinds of wonderful nutrients that are in that Healthy One. Amazing.
Are we talking about optimum levels nutrients?
Optimal, and this is Harvard for, again, Harvard scientist, and the title of the article was, 3 out of 5 adults fail to heed Harvard's advice for healthy aging. Harvard scientists, listen to this, reviewed 35 years of vitamin research. Their conclusion, most adults do not consume an optimal quantity of vitamins by diet alone. So here's what researchers from Harvard said. Every adult should take a powerful multivitamin daily as a great way to optimize health. According to the Harvard School of Public Health, a high-potency daily multivitamin is a great nutritional insurance policy. Take it every day. And they go on to say 3 out of 5 adults fail to take these multivitamins, and that many of these formulas don't have enough antioxidants. Nutritional shortfalls are common. Older people have a diminished ability to absorb the vitamins they need, and there's high absorption in the Healthy One. And the diets of older adults lack sufficient key nutrients, particularly antioxidants, and many medications deplete the body of these things.
Again, folks, we're beating you over the head, perhaps, but it's optimal. That's what creates life. Optimal exercise. If you're going to exercise, take a 15 or 20 minute walk a couple times a day. Take a half an hour, an hour walk. Or if you're younger, you can do more energetic exercises. But exercise goes right along with optimal nutrient intake, because you're regenerating what you were given at birth, life. You're regenerating the life cycle of every cell in your body. What does that mean? Well, yeah. So I want to watch TV. I'm tired when I come home. I don't want to exercise. Give yourself a break. Take a walk. Take a hike.
And here's a top expert review by a doctor called Mark Tager, MD. And he's medically trained at Duke Medical School and Family Practice, University of Oregon. He's an expert review on enzymes and food intolerances.
Oh, baby. I love this.
And he says here, and you know, between food intolerances and digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
Here's his quote from him, okay? Between 20% of adults have a food intolerance or problem digesting foods, macronutrients. Adverse reactions are disruptive to everyday life.
Repeat that.
Between 15% and 20% of adults have a food intolerance, a problem digesting foods, macronutrients, and these adverse reactions are disruptive to everyday life, says the doctor.
Could you imagine anything more anti-life than a food intolerance?
That's right. I've had those.
Okay.
I know.
Well, as we get older, and so age
and
enters
them,
into every
yes.
factor. Age is a factor, enters into everything. But as we get older, we don't make the hydrochloric acid like we did when we were kids. We don't make the digestive enzyme density of population of enzymes like we did when we were. When we're 6 years old, we make all this stuff. Kids throw up and eat too much sugar and crap.
But, yes.
But when you're an older adult, you don't make the enzymes anymore. So you don't have the digestive efficiency. You don't have the ability to utilize the nutrients that you're putting into your mouth.
And he says that the right digestive enzyme supplements in HCL offer support for food intolerances.
That's right.
And in many cases, he says individuals can once again consume even problematic foods without any gastrointestinal complaints. And he goes on to say that the gastrointestinal complaints have a problem with GI, gastrointestinal transit. And he goes on to list all of those things. And the symptoms with poor digestion can include gas, bloating, cramps, heartburn, diarrhea, indigestion, and many other digestive issues. And he goes, you need to take the right digestive enzymes for food intolerances and hydrochloric acid because they're biological. Active programs that speed up the cells, you know, secreted, it goes on and on. Without adequate enzymes and HCL, your body can't break down your meals and keep it moving through the GI tract. Sluggish and incomplete digestion can lead to digestive discomforts. And he goes on, and many times the body doesn't make enough of what is needed due to stress, aging, lifestyle, inherited genetic deficiency, lactose intolerance. Digestive enzymes and HCL help enormously.
Do you ever burp and fart after you eat? Do you ever get gassy and bloating? Do you get the burning in your chest and in your throat? That's lack of digestive enzymes, lack of ability to digest your food. Consider this, if you, as you're aging, you don't make those enzymes anymore, just like you don't make testosterone anymore like you did when you were a kid, just like you don't make estrogen and progesterone like you did when you were a kid, just like everything else in life, it's called aging, and you'd stop making the vital components which give you that vibrant life that you enjoyed so much. Well, if you're not digesting your food, you're getting excessive buildup of putrefactive activity in your guts and in your stomach and in your throat. And doctors say, well, you've got too much acid in your throat, so that we're going to give you an anti-acid drug.
Killer.
And that will neutralize the heartburn and the threat of throat cancer, which is great. It does that.
But also caused bone loss and memory loss and all kinds of horrible side effects.
Because it does reduce the acid in your throat, but it also reduces the acid in your stomach.
That's right. You can't.
And the stomach is vitally important for, stomach needs the vitally important component called hydrochloric acid and digestive enzyme population density. When you're young, you have all these things. As you get older, you lose all those capabilities. You don't produce them anymore. So when you, there's a little sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus. When you swallow, the esophagus opens and drops the food into the stomach, and a little bit of that acid, when you're young, splashes up onto the sphincter muscle, and the muscle contracts and will not let the acid up the throat. But as you age, you don't make enough, and as you don't make enough, you don't digest your food,
and so
you get all the symptoms.
And so that's why you have that perfect combination called
Super Digestizyme,
which has the perfect balance of the perfect combination, everything in just the right amount at any age, any time.
And you never have digestive upset again. that you will never have digestive upset again if you have the right amount and density of creation of digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid.
Perfect balance. Perfect
balance.
No heartburn.
No gassy farty. No stinky. No pain. No threat of cancer.
But all what wonderful assimilation, which can exist in a younger person, and you feel like a younger person because you're getting the value of all these things, and you're not allowing the food to putrefy in your gut and cause destruction of your intestinal tract. That's a really important point.
Could I have said it better? No.
Oh, I thought maybe you could give me
never.
Some credit.
Give you
me,
do
give,
it.
You're
you
getting me
it.
Some credit. Well, if you're giving me some credit, then let's give us the credit and come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you, okay? And remember that Dennis and I are not doctors. We never charge anything. We love to share information with you. Never a charge. Very comfortable area. But call the 877-4950. Easy to remember. And set up a time with Dennis or with Mona. Whatever. It's okay. Whatever your choice. You don't have to pay anything. We're not the doctors. We're just sharing the information one-on-one with you, just that doctors have learned about the nutrients in clinical trials. And remember, too, for any of our wonderful services there, 877-4950. And we have people calling all the time. They want their orders ready. They want their smoothies ready. They want their beautiful broth ready, all their foods, all of that ready. Everything can be ready there at Alive and Well.
And they want us to mail vitamins to them, all the time.
877-4950. We are 100% there for you, Den and Mona, at Live and Well, Fanatic Organics.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.